Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I'd like to believe it's 70. Right here at the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, oh, there you go, 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You hear it every night, I'm going to say it all the time. I'm doing all the stories that are flying by, I won't say flying by the radar necessarily. But, you know, everybody's so, look, you got the cocaine situation going on at the White House. Everybody's talking about it, right? I think most of us really know whose cocaine that was. Now, some say it might have been the VP's. Yeah, she's been known to do some things. And it's over by where her vehicles are parked. And, hey, maybe it's the Secret Service agents. You just never know, right? So, I mean, people are going nuts with all of this. So many other things I want to deal with. I mean, did you hear last night, the day, I guess it was, the R&B singer who cut up the national anthem live on stage with anti-American lyrics? I mean, this is what we've done. They couldn't do that in any other country without finding a bullet in their head and their family paying for the execution. Seriously. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm not suggesting we should do that by any stretch of the imagination. But when you start talking against the government and many of these other socialist/communist nations that they want to be part of, that they want us to be part of, you really think that these singers would be allowed on stage? Look what Putin has done to some of the groups who really have, you know, sang songs or they've said things against the government. Not the only ones. The only problem is some of these governments are so nasty, and you'll say it, then they'll never find you again. R&B singer and actor Jill Scott blasted America by changing the words of the national anthem. Right? She changed it to show that we're an oppressive state. Oppressive country. We're so oppressive that people are coming here by the millions. That's how oppressive we are.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. They just don't know till they get here.
Yeah, right. They come here from countries where they can't get anything to eat. They can't get any work. They come here. What do we give them? We give them all kinds of benefits that they haven't paid 5 cents in taxes in. Yeah, we're terrible. Scott was performing on the second day of the Essence Festival and perceived systemic racism in America, saying that the country is not the land of the free. Okay. As you're up there singing and saying what you want to say and do what you want to do, not free at all. Okay. Essence is a lifestyle magazine that hosts the festival, commented, "Everyone please rise for the only national anthem we will be recognizing, from this day forward. So they knew. They knew what was going to be sung. They knew what was going down. I'm not going to give her time. I'm not going to play it on purpose. But let me read you some of the words. Oh, say, can you see by the blood of the streets? This is that this place doesn't smile on you, colored child. Oh, God. I don't even want to read this. No, never mind. Whose blood built this land with sweat in their hands, but will die in this place and your memory erased. Oh, say, does this truth hold any weight? This is not the land of the free, but the home of the slaves. And after she sang the song, she went off stage, they put her chains back on, and she had to go back out in the field to pick cotton. What a joke. See, I don't believe the majority of the black community thinks like this. Matter of fact, most of my black friends don't. And when you start doing, you want a race war, really? Oh, say, can you see by the blood in the streets, you know, all the recent violence, right? Because all of it has been brought on by white folks, right? All of it. Because we don't have an epidemic of blacks killing blacks in this country. No, 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 no. It's white people running around with guns killing black folks. Don't you know that? Aren't you paying attention? Aren't you watching the videos? This place doesn't smile on you, colored child, whose blood built this land, sweat, and with their hands. Yes. Along with the Asians, along with the Italians, yeah, along with the Germans. I mean, we do the whole thing if you want. The Irish. You know, a lot of these people are so ignorant, they don't really understand history. They don't really understand truly how slavery unfolded and ended here in this country. Like, we're the only country that made it happen. See, freedom comes with a price. And again, our founding fathers knew this, but we ignored it. We keep ignoring it. You know, the country ran well for all intents and purposes. The whole line of to form a more perfect human, I mean, country, they knew that we weren't perfect. They knew that we're going to changes had to be made. Many of them, if you read the writings of the founding fathers, didn't want slavery to begin with. They actually, a couple of them tried to end it a few times, and the king wouldn't let them. But they don't know that. There's anybody coming out of public school that has a clue that that actually happened. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Show with a pleasure. 855-733-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way you should be. The we're talking about this disgusting act where a singer decided to change the words to a song, to the national anthem. And the funny thing about it is they talk about how oppressive the country is. Do they understand what would happen to them in any other country if they did this? Seriously. I think her name is Jill Scott. The group that sponsored this, that allowed this to happen, says, you know, it's the only one they'll ever play. So what do you think about this? If you hate this country, if you hate everything it stands for, if you think it's all wrong, you want to defund the police, all this other stuff, then don't look to our government services to help you. Why should they? Because these same services are not in place in every country, number one. Number two is when you call the police, the same people you've been beating on to protect you from the people you say aren't a problem, I think you ought to deal with it yourself. Again, like I said, if you want to break this down, oh, say, can you see by the blood in the streets? Does that mean she's suggesting that white folks are running around hunting down black folks? Because if you look at the video, if you look at the police reports, that is the furthest from the truth. This place doesn't smile on you, you colored child, whose blood building. You know, most of these people are so mad and angry. Most of the black folks I know, I hang with, or, you know, affiliated with, they have a lot to say about this. I'm dying to get some of them. Sometime, I think I'll just have two or three or four of them on and let them go at it. Let them talk about what's going down. They go on to say, but we'll die in this place and your memory erased. Right, because we're trying to erase the memory of black folks. Got it. This is not the land of free, but the home of the slaves. And as I asked before, can somebody please tell me, do they have a picture of her being put in chains after she sang the song to be drug out to the field again? Anytime you, first of all, let's just be frank and honest. Anytime you're working for somebody and you have to have that job to support you, you are a slave. You're depending on somebody else for your food, for your clothing, for your housing, through that paycheck that you get. We have a multitude of millionaires in this country. We have black and white. We have a multitude of high-paid CEOs, CFOs, and presidents, both black and white, and Asian, and brown. But they don't want you to do anything. Notice that? They don't want you to notice any of that. Any of the good stuff. None of it. Because it'll just blow their narrative out of the water. They have to keep you angry. They have to keep you mad. They have to keep you, make it look like the white guy's keeping you down. Right? There's some things you don't have to deal with in other countries. We're looking at Holland. The education is great there. The health care is great there. There's very few confines of your personality. If you want to go get some blank or buy some blank, ain't nobody going to get on you. Now, she's talking about sex. I like the idea of being able to be free as long as you're not harming anybody. It's simple. Then move there because you're really ignorant. They do not have the freedom you think they have to do pretty much anything they want to do. When you look at those countries and where the caveats are in those. It's just amazing to me. They only hear what they want to hear. They're like those people who start going after Christians. And they pick and choose scriptures in the Bible without pulling the context together. And sometimes without not even giving the whole scripture. Right? It's like money is, the Bible says that the money is the root of all evil. Well, actually, no, not all evil, number one. Number two, the love of money. When that money, there's nothing wrong with you having money, but there's something massively wrong with the money having you. In protest of a perceived racial injustice, entertainers and athletes have used their stage performances and games, right? They're going to do everything up there to show you how bad we are. And all they're going to end up doing is hurting some of these companies. Look at what happened. Athletes in the NBA or the Women's Basketball League, gee, I wonder what happened there. The NFL and other sports have kneeled for the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick started the whole thing. Right? And again, what did it do for them? Nothing. No, seriously. You know, and when you, I'm not playing it, somebody just, no. You want to hear it? You go Google it. You go find it. You go play it. How's that? And I love this, too. You got people, I've been making fun of her forever, and I will now make fun of her even more. You have singers like Beyonce. They've released songs with similar messages. Right? Including a song called Black Parade, which discusses racial division. You know what's really funny? You got these people. They got $1 billion. They're black female singers. I'm sorry. Where have you been held down? Right? And then, let me see. Oh, she says, put your fist up in the air. Show some black love. Well, let me tell you what. That black fist that you've absconded with, you know, they always talk about these kind of things. That black fist, it simply means black mafia. That was the mafia sign in Sicily for decades. But you stole it. And you used it because you thought it was cool. She goes on to say that we need peace and reparations for my people right now. That sounds good. She goes on to say, I can't forget my history. Being black, well, maybe that's the reason why I'm always mad. Well, listen, I know a lot of black women, and they're not always mad. Matter of fact, most of those I know are happy most of the time. Seriously. She goes on to talk about how rubber bullets were bouncing off of her. You know, and I'm thinking, everything you're complaining about, at least as of late, many of you brought on yourselves. Yeah, we'll talk more about it. Show me senior host. Don't go far. Yeah, it's irritating. We'll be back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. The U.S. military is revealing an intense video of Russian fighter jets harassing a trio of American drones on a mission over Syria. Commander of Air Force's Central Command, Lieutenant General Alexis Grankovich, says it's unacceptable.
They have been flying through airspace that they have agreed with us over a period of years not to fly into. They're flying right over top of our garrisons that are in Syria that are there focused on the defeat of ISIS, so something that's very disturbing and has got our attention.
The U.S. Air Force in the Middle East called the incident unsafe and unprofessional. Teenagers can now have their own Uber accounts. The new feature allows for teens to request their own rides or to order food. The special accounts can be supervised by parents through the family profile in the Uber app. A parent with an active profile can send an invite to their teen to create the account, and safety features will automatically be enabled. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Bezier, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with you. I know. Hanging out too much of this one story, but it's a big deal. It is a massive deal. Right? And I say that because these entertainers, you know, I've been saying this for years, right? Why do you give entertainers the time of day? I mean, they've got great talent. I get it. That doesn't mean they have great brains. That doesn't mean they can think properly. It doesn't mean they have logic skills by any stretch of the imagination. And we sometimes equate wealth with being smart. I want you to remember something. Most of these people in the entertainment world, they lie for a living. Right? They play somebody else. They play different characters. We go to get away from it all. You know, that's what the movies used to be. It used to be a place you could go and get uplifted because of the stories that that were put out by Hollywood. Right? I'm rolling out a mini series of my own, you know, online, not online, but on the show, about all the demonic influences that Hollywood and education and government, that all these people have laid out on your kids. No joke, seriously. When you start going down the list, and I'll give you, you know, some of the hints I have for you is think about the Me Too movement. Remember that? I mean, you find out that Weinstein had 16 accomplices in all of this. And he'd been doing it for years. And, you know, if you want to get anywhere in Hollywood, you had to sleep with the man. That's disgusting. Women knew it was going along, going down, and they said nothing. But they're so against this, how terrible it is. The exploitation of kids. The pedophilia that runs rampant there. What do you hear? Nothing. Just amazing. And you've allowed them. You. If you've been sitting on the couch watching TV and you're doing nothing, you've allowed this to happen. Anyway, I'll do more of that later. Some of the artists out of Hollywood and other places, artists deserve creative freedom to express pain, whether we agree with it or not. You know what? I agree. If you don't like this country, if you want to sing a song about how bad it is and how you were still enslaved, fine. The national anthem is not the place. You're making a bigger divide. And it's not because you're hurt by widow feelings. It's because you're ignorant. You're singing about something that you have nothing to back up. You're making it look like, again, you're trying to start that race war. You're making it look like that white folks are out, and I take exception at this, out in the streets killing black people. The only thing that does is make it worse, because a lot of the young folks that listen to you, you influence them. They believe what you're saying, and shame on you. And I hope that, you know what, I hear this all the time about Republicans. I'm going to say it about the Democrats. I hope you far left Dems find out that there is a heaven, and there is a hell. And the stuff that you're doing to your kids, I think the temperature in hell should be 10 times the temperature it is. I know that's not very forgiving of me as a Christian, but I'm getting to the point where I've had it. You're dealing with the kids, and you Christians out there that are thinking, well, you know, there's not much. Remember, your Christ, your Jesus, was specific about the children. Anybody hurts one of these, I want you to think about something. Anybody hurts one of these children, it would be better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck. Now, most of you guys went to public school, you're so ignorant you don't even know what a millstone is. They're probably the most dense, heaviest stone that you can have, because it's used to finely grind wheat. Think about that. Around your neck, it'd be thrown into the water. That's how serious Jesus is about it. And a lot of you guys run around claiming Jesus, got crosses on your neck, talking about God in church. I don't know what God you're talking about. My God's all about life. He's not about killing. In the womb, outside the womb. He's not about hurting children sexually. Not about any of that. These people that nowadays that are being caught, these, what are they called? Minor attracted people. They got pictures of 2, 3, 4, 5-year-olds being sexually assaulted. That is a sickness. That is not a sexual orientation. And if you believe that, you're sick. You need some real help. Yeah, I'm on it tonight, because I've about had it reading these stories about these elected officials hiding this kind of stuff. You know it's going around. There's more and more. You know, Trump made the globalists crazy. You know why? It wasn't because, you know, he was necessarily just taking money out of their pockets. You go back and look at the activity around getting these kids out of sex slavery. He had the FBI and others working overtime to rescue these kids. You don't hear about it from this administration. Every once in a while. Every once in a great while, you hear about the 30 kids that were rescued from sex slavery at a hotel somewhere and wherever. Not the same. We were handed a wonderful country. We were handed, I know the hardcore lefties and black lefties are going, oh my God, how can you say that? Why? Because they made it so we could make sure you got free. They were smart. See, it's called strategy and not knee-jerk like you guys love so much. They knew they could never get the Constitution signed without leaving slavery in. Their mindset was to fight that shortly after. It took 100 years to make it happen, to make it legally happen. Or we could have done it your way, rioted in the streets. Do you know there were over 3 million Americans at the time? And do you know that less than 1%, well, I shouldn't say it, that's not a true statement, about 1.6% of the population owned slaves of some kind. Did I say it was okay? No. But the way that you tell the story, it's like 90% of Americans had slaves. Not true. 600,000 people died in the Civil War fighting for the freedom or freeing of slaves. You never talk about that. And some of you who I've approached with it, try to talk to about it, you tell me it's ancient history. What does that mean? It's still history. It's still black history. It's still country history. It shows you, which is what you don't want, is how many white folks died trying to help free the slaves. You don't want that message out. Right? It's just amazing. When I say that we're in a place that makes us slaves, I'm talking about consumerism. It makes it, now, listen. She's selling records. I guess they don't sell records. They want to sell songs, albums, CDs, whatever. So does Beyonce. So do the rest of them. And somehow that's our fault. Makes us slaves to social media. No, you've decided to be a slave to social media. You've decided to be a slave to consumerism. You've decided to be a slave to the man that you have to work for a paycheck to feed your family. I mean, really, we should all have jobs. But how many people have broken away from the 9-to-5 mundane job where they're just going to do, and they've made something different, something else? She goes on to say that lies that don't make no kind of sense. What does that mean? But we follow the stories like suckers. I'm reading her words, guys, not mine. Like slaves to whatever kind of negativity that doesn't benefit us as a people. You know, I've had a lot of black folks on the show. I have a lot of black friends. We talk about this kind of stuff. The black community from within rips themselves apart. It's wrong. It's just wrong. And I can't do anything about it except talk about it and help people try to pay attention and change things. It's that simple. But I can't do it. Right? You can. The average, I hate this term, the average Joe out there can make a difference. And you've got to encourage them to do so. Again, I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody just sent me a link to the story. I'll check it out later. But how come there's no tapes of the cocaine that was found? How it got there? You know what time frame. Do not tell me to destroy the tapes, within a couple of hours after it being recorded, because I'm not buying that at all. I just find all this just hilarious. And only if that was one of Trump or one of his kids, you know exactly what would be going on, don't you? I mean, seriously. They would already have the pictures out there all over the place with, 5 hours of video being played over and over and over and over and over again. Showing how one of his kids, Don Jr., had bags of cocaine falling out of their pocket. I think it would be hilarious. Anyway, show with senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming on. Hey, brought to you by Bidenomics. Bidenomics is a 7.2% mortgage rate. Isn't that great? Okay, be back in a few minutes while you're rejoicing.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Real Joe 855 732 5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I got, there's just so much going on here, so much to discuss. And again, talking about, you know, Bidenomics, that's what they're calling it now. Now he thinks it's a good thing. Apparently, he doesn't go shopping for himself, and we know that. And he wouldn't even know what he was shopping for or what he was paying anyhow. The popular 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, it has spiked 31 points in 1 week. It's all the way up to 7.22%. Now, I'm not a finance guy, even though I play one on the radio, right? When you look at this, and you listen to what they're saying, and you listen to the economists, this is not good. This is going to drive, you know, home prices down again. The World Economic Organization, this is what they want. They don't want you to have your own stuff. You'll be happy with what the government gives you, end of discussion, that's it. The average payment on a $400,000 mortgage is $1,000 more per month than it was 2 years ago. Who was in office 2 years ago? I'll remember before it's over. 30-year fixed mortgage rate now has risen to the point, right? And this is just a week that this thing has skyrocketed. Because they're seeing what's going on. They're seeing where the Fed is going with all of this. And it's not good. It's not going to be easy for you guys to own a home. I would love to see all my kids have their own home. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, when you think about it, just what, a year ago, 2 years ago? We were like at 2.75. Now, there's signals from the Federal Reserve that the central bank might continue raising interest rates following a pause in June. You know, the remarks to Congress, he made those remarks to Congress just after the June Fed meeting. He wants to bring inflation back to 2%. The way you do that is you raise interest rates. You slow the economy down. You slow the need down for product. You know, why did that happen under Trump? Because we didn't have a backlog, a supply chain issue. Supply was meeting demand. When there's a shortage, prices go up. When there's an overage, prices go down. Right? It's just amazing. And I've got friends of mine, you know, like they're talking about in the chat room. I've got friends of mine that refinanced a few years back at just under 3 or just over 3. They could never afford their home today at 7.2. For sellers, these higher mortgage rates, they've kind of created what they're calling a so-called golden handcuffed effect. The vast majority of homeowners today have mortgages with interest rates below 4% or even below 3%. I was just saying that. The rates hit record lows, especially the first year of the COVID pandemic, right? They were trying to move money. Well, the only way to move that money was to make it so affordable it was almost free. I mean, think about this. When you can get a mortgage at 2-point-some-odd percent and yet take other money, put it in the stock market at the time, and you're pulling 10, 12, 15%. What are you, stupid? Where do you think you'd put your money? Recent data indicated that nearly 82% of home shoppers reported feeling locked in by their existing low-rate mortgage. Right? 1 in 7 homeowners without a selling plan cited that their current low rate as a reason for, well, staying. You're going to stay on the sidelines, watch what happens. I don't blame them. It'd be the same way. And this is Bidenomics. Here in California, you go in the supermarket. You know, the shelves used to be overstocked. And I mean extremely overstocked. Now, not so much. There are items that aren't there anymore. Matter of fact, I was telling Tammy the other day, one of the things I started to notice is product is coming in smaller containers. Anybody else catch that? Some of the product is coming in small containers. Look at it. You know, the 1 pound coffee bag. Now, this happened a long time ago, but to give an example. The 1 pound coffee bags have changed. They're not 1 pound anymore. Some of you don't even know how many ounces is in a pound. But you're seeing, you know, 12 ounce coffee bags. That's not a pound, but in your mind, right, you're grabbing that bag, you're looking at what it is, you're going, oh, okay, no big deal, right, there's a pound. And if you ever went back, and I mean, I would have laughed at you if you ever went back and complained about it. You're looking at what's going, again, like I say, there's certain things that you buy. You look at some of the box sizes, what's in the box. The box might be the same size, but it's not the same amount of ounces that's in that box of cereal or whatever. So pay attention. So if you do, and this is what they love to do, they love to phony up the numbers on you. But if you actually did a comparison by ounces, by poundage, by, you know, with the liquid content, you'd find out that, yeah, you're paying about 40% more at the supermarket. Let that sink in. You Dems who think this is okay, this is a big deal, it's not a problem. you're paying it too. And I hope it's hurting you more than it's hurting some of us. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that maybe, I don't know what's going to wake you guys up. You look at Chicago, New York, D.C., you look at all these places with high crime rates that are out of control. They're all run by Democrats, all of them. I hope you're happy with that. And then Miami, which used to be terrible, they got a new mayor, and he has been cleaning that place up. They were in line to have the lowest crime rate in 30 years. Oh, by the way, he's the Republican, Hispanic. Hispanic. But, hey, that no big deal. Target's refusing to carry a new book by Mark Levine. You know what the concern is? They're afraid it's going to offend too many Democrats. Right? But it's funny, what, a couple of weeks ago? They had no problem offending every Christian, non-LGBTQ person there is by putting that pride clothing right there, designed by a Satanist, at the front doors. Now, there wasn't any concern there. It's, you know, and the funny thing about it is not even that there's a LGBTQ clothing line, so to speak. It's that it was designed by a Satanist and put right there at the front door so the kids could see it when they were coming in. Right? That wasn't an accident. You know, and the left keeps accusing conservative leaders of banning books, which, you know, let's just call it what it is. You know, I'm on a school board. I have somebody try to say that locally, and they're lying. Hardcore left-wing person. I'll leave it at that. As some others. And they come in, and you're banning this book. I would love that person, or any of you, to come into my school board or anybody else's school board meeting who believes it's okay to have these books, come in with posters of the pictures. I'll pay for them. And show us what it is you're okay with. Read some of the things out of the book. You're a deviant. You really, I mean that in all sincerity. And why do you have to lie about it? The books have not been banned. If your kids have a smartphone, an iPad, or a local library, community library, this isn't Germany of the 1940s, where the books are actually burned and can't be brought into the country. But you have to go overboard with everything. That's going to be your demise. That's going to be your downfall. Because you just go too far with everything. And I think that's your problem right now, is that you know you had a small window. And that's why you've come at all this stuff so hard. And it's going to hurt you. Your own people now are turning against you because of the transgenders in the girls' locker rooms and the sports rooms. You've got Democrat moms now that are stepping up and saying, okay, no more, we've had it. Yes, we believe in freedom of expression and all that, but you're not going to shove it in my kid's face. And I think you're going to see more and more of this. And I would hate to have to deal with any of those moms when they get in there and really start to go. Tucker's reportedly informed conservative radio host and litigator, Mark Levine, via his publisher, that they will not carry his new book, The Democrat Party Hates America for Fear of Offending Democrats Who Shop There. Well, they don't have to buy it, right? I get offended by seeing Michelle Obama's face on these books, Barack Obama's face on these books, and not because of their color, because I know what they did to this country. I know how they felt about this country. Michelle Obama not understanding truly what the flag is all about, what it represents. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, all right, I got to calm down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Same thing, going to be ranting for the next hour. So get yourself a hot cup of coffee, come on back. Love to hear what you have to say.